think controlling the ball, staying on the field, not just this game, but that's kind of just our offense. You know, I think that's huge every game. Converting third down, staying on the field. I mean, our offense, that's kind of what we're made up on, what we pride ourselves on. So it'll be huge again Monday night.
How close do you feel like you are to kind of recapturing where you were as an offense the first month of the season?
I think we're close. You know, I think we all come back, we watch the tape, you know, and you just see little things. You know, you see, but the little things add up. But we know we're right there. You know, obviously we got a lot of young guys, myself included, that are getting all this experience, all these learning opportunities, and we see them all. You know, we see everyone. We're just like, oh, we're right there. You know, so we know we can do it. We just got to fine tune our details, and we'll be all right. Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing, I mean, those teams are making plays, had some good schemes going. I think Green Bay's got a number of injuries, you know, and so I think it'll be interesting to see who's where, who's lined up where. They like to mix it up, do a lot of, you know, different pressures and different things. So it'll be interesting to see what type of, who, really what guys will be out there on Monday night. Yeah, no, I've followed Aaron. I mean, being from North Dakota, the Packers are on quite a bit. Seeing what Aaron has done since he's came into the league, and it's impressive. You know, he's always one of the top guys in the league, and he's impressive. Some of the things he does, some of the things you see on tape that he can do are really impressive. So I'm excited to go up against him.
Did you have any thoughts about him, you know, sitting and waiting a few years before getting a chance to be a starter in the league? Did those thoughts change at all once you got in there?
You know, I didn't really think about it. You know, I think the biggest thing is every – it's all case by case. You know, every guy is different. Every situation is different. Some guys are ready. Some guys aren't. I'm not saying he wasn't. But I think it's just really case by case. So I didn't put a lot of stock into that.
I'm sure you've been following what is going on with Nelson and his comments post-game. And just wondering what kind of approach you take and, you know.
Yeah, you know, obviously I know Nelson really well. You know, obviously better than most of you guys here. And, I mean, I just keep telling him I got a lot of confidence in him still. You know, I know – mistakes happen, and he's the guy, he's the last guy that's trying to make mistakes. You know, he wants to be perfect. He wants to be great. And so I just keep telling him, I'm just positive with him. You know, there's no reason to hang your hat. No reason to get discouraged. You just got to keep battling, and I think it'll be all right.
Carson, have you, I guess, is it kind of tough for you kind of preparing this week, not knowing like who your wide receivers are going to be, if Nelson's going to play or not, and also at running back, if you're going to have Ryan or Darren?
Yeah, I think some of those injuries and some of those things, that's just kind of every week. You know, there's different situations that arise, and but at the end of the day, I know coaches will get it ironed out, and I know we'll be put in really good situations, and no matter who's out there, we'll be ready to go.
Does that affect your preparation at all?
You really don't worry about it too much.
When you saw him with Paul Turner, he's been scout team for most of the season, and you really haven't done in the past in a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while. I mean, other than routes on air and some different things. But you go back to the spring, you go back to the fall. Obviously, him and I were on, you know, the third team together for a while there and got some really good opportunities there. So I think we'll tap back into that, and I think we'll have a good connection.
When you told him what you said, you just told us, how did he react? I mean, was he upbeat? Was he down?
Nelson's a positive guy. You know, he's like I said, he wants to be great. He gets frustrated just like we all do when mistakes happen. But, again, I tell him that I believe in him and I got a lot of confidence in him. And he's the same way. You know, he knows he's going to come in here and be the same guy. He's going to put his best foot forward every day. He's going to stay after and work his tail off. And that's something that I think we all appreciate about him.
When you look at film yourself, is there one thing that jumps out to you each week that you feel like you need to work on the most?
Hard to say just one thing. There's just – you know, the things I was talking about earlier, all the little things, that's myself included. You know, there's certain plays, there's certain things here and there, whether it be protections, whether it be, you know, reads, whether it be locking on to guys every now and then. There's just little things that I just got to keep growing and keep maturing in this offense.
You're going through, you know, your rookie season, but when things come up on the outside, like with Nelson, I mean, you know, is it difficult to kind of handle that as – you know, in a leadership position while also being just a first-year guy, kind of feeling your own way through?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, for a lot of us, we don't worry about it. You know, I think we just come to work, you know, and the coaches, again, are going to put us in the right situations and the best situations. And we don't have time to really worry about, you know, off the field things, different things, whatever it may be, because we're just trying to get better and trying to get ready for the next game. So I know for myself, you know, it's something I don't think about, I don't worry about too much, and I'm just trying to stay positive with everybody.
At 5-5, November 23rd, there's not much margin for error for this team. For you, what's it going to take to carry the team, so to speak, to play your best football in November?
Yeah, I think, you know, it goes back to what I said earlier. We got to get the little things right, you know, the details. And we're so close. I keep saying that, and I know it probably sounds like a broken record, but we all know. We all see it. We all put on the game tape. So I think for me, it's just executing. You know, it's being smart with the football, knowing when to take my chances. That's something, you know, I'm continuing trying to learn and trying to, you know, fight that, walk that fine line every week, knowing when to take chances, when to protect the ball. And I think that's just something that we're all learning together. But, you know, we're right there at the same time.
Do you guys talk about, hey, you know, we're running out of time, we really got to string some wins together if we want to get in the postseason? Or is it something you guys talk about?
I mean, we don't really press, so to speak. I mean, we're all smart guys. You know, we realize what's at stake. We realize where we're at in the season. You know, we got 6 games left, and, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward. But at the same time, we don't change our preparation. We don't change how we approach things, because one thing I always say about this team is the effort's always there. You know, the effort in practice, effort in games, it's always there. So we just got to just be sharp with our details, like I keep saying.
What's your personality like in these situations? Are you trying to keep everything the same, or do you kind of a heightened sense of the moment?
You know, for me personally, I try to be the same guy. And I try to be the same guy when things are good, things are bad, everywhere in between. You know, even on game days, you know, I'm going to get excited when we score touchdowns and this and that. But at the same time, when mistakes happen, when we're highs and lows, I'm trying to be the same guy. You know, I think the guys, they want to see that out of one of their leaders, out of this position especially. Everyone's looking at me in the huddle type of thing. So, I mean, we've got to stay consistent with who we are personality-wise. And I think it carries over through practice, through meetings, through the game. And, yeah, I think that's huge.
Do you feel like you're a better quarterback now, Carson, than you were after, you know, the first 3 games when you're riding high, 3-0? And if so, if the stats don't suggest that, what are you looking at that says that the answer is yes?
I think just for me, the experience has been huge. You know, obviously it's every week. There's something new that happens. You know, there's a new situation. There's a new, outside things that are happening. You know, I think just every week is something new to learn. Hard to say if I'm better or worse, but I just know I'm learning a lot. You know, I'm getting valuable experience, and I'm playing confident. You know, mistakes are going to happen. That's football. But, you know, I'm playing faster and faster every week, and I'm feeling good with the playbook, feeling good with what I'm seeing from the other team. So I think it's just, as a unit, I think we all just got to keep learning and keep elevating our game every week.
Two more questions. You talked about, is that something that Doug kind of put into you, or is that you always have that? How'd you get that?
Yeah, I've really just always been like that. I think as a quarterback, when guys are looking at you, you got to always be the same. You know, when things are good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter. Guys want to see that consistent guy in the huddle.
In talking about today, Doug said you were late on a few passes. What sticks out in the film when you don't have
any? Yeah, there's a couple, you know, where you're late and you're trying to make a play, trying to do too much. And I think those are things that I got to keep being smart with, you know, especially knowing – the personnel, you know, knowing that Seahawks secondary, you know, they've closed pretty good. I just got to be smart. You know, I got to keep learning that. And but, you know, at the same time, I'm playing confident, and I think we'll be all right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.